It's That's What They Say on Michigan Public.
When terror rains down, we suddenly have a spelling question.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Hector, joined now by University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hi, Ann.
Hello, Rebecca.
People write to us all the time about usages that they have seen in the news, which is great because it kind of gives us some clues about how words are being used, how they're changing. Eric wrote to us about something that the historian Heather Cox Richardson wrote, which was, quote, "Federal agents continue to rain terror on Minneapolis, Minnesota." So the rain in there, that's spelled R-A-I-N. And Eric wanted to know if that's right, since reign of terror, that reign is spelled differently.
Such a great question. And I had not thought about this until we got Eric's email. So yes, you have reign of terror spelled R-E-I-G-N. And this is a period when a government or a ruler is tyrannizing the population, maybe killing political opponents. People are living in fear. It goes back to French history, the First Revolution from 1793 to 1794. That's reign of terror. Then you have to rain terror down on or rain terror on, which is what Eric wrote to us about. So then we have the question of, is it the verb spelled R-E-I-G-N or R-A-I-N? Now, the verb rain, R-E-I-G-N, is usually intransitive. For example, someone would reign for 25 years or reign over a country. You wouldn't usually reign a country, although historically you could do that. So that one seems less likely. If you look at the verb rain, R-A-I-N, sure, you have the water falling from the sky meaning. But Rebecca, since the 1400s, the verb rain, R-A-I-N, has also been used in expressions such as to rain blows down upon someone's head or to rain kisses down upon someone's head. And this is most likely the rain we've got here. To rain terror on is that R-A-I-N. And that is the one that you will see most often at this point in written usage.
We got another question from Peg. Peg wrote to us about a story from Bridge, Michigan, about the University of Michigan dropping its affiliation with the PhD project, which is an effort to diversify doctorate holders. So that article quotes a professor, quote, "It does hurt to see us take a knee on this." Peg was wondering about the common usage of take a knee.
Again, I'm really grateful to our listeners like you are, Rebecca, because they're alerting us to potential changes in progress. And I think what we're seeing here is that take a knee is being used synonymously with bend the knee. Rebecca, is bend the knee an expression that you can use?
No, I don't think so.
So bend the knee means submit. And you'll see bend the knee or sometimes bend a knee in recent news coverage. So, for example, reporters have sometimes talked about whether people are bending the knee to Trump or bending the knee to the administration. Occasionally, you can also find journalists writing to take a knee to Trump, to mean exactly the same thing, to submit. So now let's talk about what take a knee has meant for most of its life. The Oxford English Dictionary has it back to 1960. It means to go down on one knee, usually as a sign of respect or in prayer, or as a peaceful means of protesting racism. And many people will remember 2016 when the San Francisco 49er quarterback Colin Kaepernick took a knee. This was the final preseason game in September, took a knee during the national anthem to protest police brutality and ongoing inequality. So taking a knee. Now, Rebecca, I know some of our football fans will say there are other times people take a knee in football, which is true. So sometimes players will do it to honor an injured player, and sometimes they will do it to down the ball intentionally, either the quarterback or the receiver of a kick.
Definitely not my area of expertise. Thanks so much, Anne. And hey, everybody out there, keep an eye on the news.
Yes, and keep sending in those observations. We love getting them.
Ann Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language Friday afternoons at 4:45 and Sunday mornings at 9:35 here on Michigan Public. You can also subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question for us, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.